Hi, so here's today's topic. You ready?
Ready.
All right, so this is like right up our alley of stupid stuff to talk about.
Yeah.
But for some reason, talking to Dad this morning got me to thinking about this. So let's talk about places to eat in Paducah when we were growing up there. At least, yeah, I guess Paducah or the surrounding area, if there were places around the area. So when you both good and bad, like when you think about Paducah growing up, like
I love it. This is a great topic.
Like what kind of places? Like what's the first place you think of?
Okay, well, because you asked the question, because we talked about this before, the first place I'm thinking of is Sambo's, of course.
Oh yeah, I hadn't even thought about Sambo's this morning.
Because you guys would go to Sambo's every once in a while, right?
Oh yeah, no, we were a big Sambo's fan. I remember the time we went when we said, "Well, this restaurant's done."
Oh, you know? Really? Why?
Dad and I went one time, and they put us in that kind of back room area.
Yeah.
And there was nobody there. It was pretty empty that day, and it took us 45 minutes to get our food.
Ooh, yeah.
And, you know, for breakfast place, you can't.
Yeah,
that's yeah. And so we left there. I mean, I was still very young, but even I understood, like, this is done. You know, like, this is not, not doable. Because it was a really good restaurant. I don't know what happened to it, but.
This is great. I'm going to have so much fun putting in comments on this post because I'm going to go and research all
these. That's what I figured you would do.
Yeah. No, this is a great topic. Great idea. Okay. All right. So the one thing that my like signature memory of Sambo's is always, first of all, that I guess I have two. Remember they had the depiction of, I guess Sambo's is like some kind of fairy tale or, you know, Sambo is like a fairy tale or a fable or something. I don't know what would be the right term.
Yeah,
but
the story of Sambo, yeah.
Yeah, you know, they had like a depiction of a, like a cartoon depiction of that story on the wall. You remember that?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay, that's one thing. And the other thing for me, and this is still intriguing me, and I'm always looking for places that have these. Sambo's had the little lighted...
the number
numbered thing. Numbered indicator for the servers to know which table was available and stuff like that.
Yeah, yeah.
And I would sit there and watch that thing.
Same to here.
To me, that thing was like, this was like the new age. You know, it was just like, oh, wow. You know, we are living in the future here.
Well, I am pretty certain, and I may be wrong about this, but I'm pretty certain Sambo's is the first place we ever ate at in Paducah.
Oh.
Like when we were first moving up there.
Right.
I may be wrong about that, but that's kind of how I remember it. You know, I remember us being there. I was very young. It was packed to the gills.
Yeah.
You know, it was very busy, very, you know.
Yeah. I remember it. I don't have any sense of like our frequency of how much we went, but I do know that I have no memory of it not being packed.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, and that's what's so surprising about my last memory of it is that there was nobody there.
Yeah. Right, they were done. And I want to say, I mean, they closed early in our time in Paducah, right? I mean,
I don't know. I'm trying to remember. I just found a website, sambosonline.com.
Mm-hmm.
But it doesn't give a date for the stores. It just lists the stores that were open.
Yeah.
But it doesn't list a date. It just, I guess 1978 is when they went out. All of them went out. So.
Oh, wow. Okay. So we're 10 years old. So that's quite early. Yeah.
Right. So.
Yeah. Okay. All right. So I think we should do these rapid fire as quickly as we can.
Sure. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. What's another one that you were thinking of when you first thought of the topic? What's the place that you thought of?
Burger Chef.
Burger Chef, sure.
Burger Chef was by far our favorite when we were kids. We always wanted to go to Burger Chef. That's where we wanted to go for our birthday. That's where I first had Pop Rocks. Like, Burger Chef was the place.
You first had Pop Rocks at Burger Chef?
Yeah, they had them with, like, a kid's meal sort of thing.
Right.
You'd get a pack of pop
up. Yes, I do. Now that you're saying that, that may be true for me too. That might be where I was introduced to this one.
Right.
Okay, so did you go to the one there at that like Jackson Street, Kroger Point area?
No, over by we went school? To the one downtown, right?
Yeah, that's right. There was one downtown. Yeah. That I think became a Hardee's later.
I think it became a McDonald's. Didn't it? Isn't that where the McDonald's went in down there? I forget what street that was on.
I don't remember there being a McDonald's downtown ever. Could be. It's okay. We can.
It's hard. Yeah, it's been too long.
So, Burger Chef for me, I still have some Burger Chef memorabilia. I have.
Oh, really?
One of the things that they did was they had a license agreement with baseball and with probably the Players Association or whatever. And, so their kids' meals came in cardboard boxes. Remember?
Yeah.
And they had one summer or whatever, maybe multiple summers, they had a little baseball game on the box and you got baseball cards with them.
Yeah, I remember those.
You get like 9 players. They were round disc cards that you punched out. They were perforated.
Yeah, and you punched them out.
I've still got some. And Yeah, so that's, to me, it's like, yeah.
901 Kentucky Avenue, by the way, was the...
That's the one you went to. I think that became, I don't remember that became a McDonald's. I think that's became a Hardee's.
Yeah, maybe. Well, there was a Hardee's up there already. There was a Hardee's down off Jefferson. Well, no, not Jefferson. What was it off of? I can't remember.
This is what we should, when we do our trip, I am very interested in the Paducah, the Paducah jag of going through town in Paducah.
I don't think the Hardee's is that far down, but maybe, I don't know.
It could be.
I don't know. But you guys, would you do the one on Lone Oak Road?
Yeah. You know where Lone Oak Road intersects with I think it's called something different in town there, but where what becomes Lone Oak Road intersects with Jackson.
They're saying it was across from Hannon Plaza.
Hannon Plaza is where that Kroger and the Wonder Drugs was.
Right.
Yeah. And that's the one that we would go to.
Or Super X, you mean?
Yes. Right. You're right. Yeah. Super X. That's right.
It's funny. I don't even remember that Burger Chef.
Yeah. That was, you know, we were oriented toward that area of shopping in Paducah initially. I mean, only because we lived, our first house was there off of, I think it's called Albert Barkley Drive back, you know, closer to the college, but what eventually becomes Jackson Street in town.
Right.
Our first house was back in there. So like we did all, you know, we were oriented there and then toward town. So yeah, Burger Chef was our Burger Chef. And Mom would shop at that Kroger's, and that Super X Drugs was our, you know, pharmacy. So, yep. Mom's church, and at that point my church, I was still going with her at that point. It was up in that area too, Emmanuel Baptist. So it still is, yeah. Okay, so another one for me. Let's just ping pong back and forth.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
All right, so another one for me. Okay, here's one. Mr. J's. Remember Mr. J's?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I couldn't remember the name of it, but yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, that, okay, so for me, this one becomes a big deal. You could imagine who I'm talking about, but girl I had a giant crush on for many years, she got a job in there. And
oh, that's right.
Yeah, remember? And so this was a challenging thing for me because that was one of Dad's favorite places to eat and go smoke for like what seemed like 2 hours after we would eat. And he loved going in there, which was all cool until she went to work there, because then it was like, you know, I'm wanting to be all cool and tough, and here I am sitting with my parents while he smokes cigarettes. So that was a tough. You know,
yeah, that's a pretty
thing. You don't want to see your crushes with your parents, you know?
No. No, I'm with you there.
Yeah.
Mr. J's, the thing I remember about Mr. J's was I'm pretty sure I only ate there one time.
Mm-hmm.
And it was on Memorial Day. And Dad would, you know, Dad would, that was a day off for him. And okay. It was often right around my birthday.
What did he have, like 3 a year? Memorial Day, Thanksgiving, and Christmas? Is other
pretty
days.
Much, yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
And,
same.
So I just remember, you know, I just remember us going there. He and I went there because it was my, yeah. I think that Memorial Day was also my birthday. So so we went there for breakfast, just him and me. I'm pretty sure that was the same with Sambo's. I'm pretty sure that's why he and I were at Sambo's.
That's really nice. But, that's a nice memory.
That was off Jackson, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I think that, whoa, is that too loud? That's got to be coming through.
Yeah, it's coming through, but it's okay.
It's okay. Okay. I'm at my train station office.
Oh,
so.
Cool. Yeah.
Yeah, train's coming through. That's really sweet that you guys went on your birthday together for breakfast at Mr. J's.
Yeah, it was nice. It was very nice.
All right, so what's another one?
Well, for me, the one that got me thinking about this whole topic was Pizza Inn.
Oh, yeah.
We were huge Pizza Inn fans.
Oh, Pizza Inn was fantastic.
It's, I don't know why. Now, Steven, when Godfather's opened up, that's where he wanted to go.
Right.
And the rest of us just told him, you're an idiot. And,
right.
So we were all about Pizza Inn.
Yeah.
And our favorite, my favorite as a kid was the Pizza Inn special pizza.
Okay.
And the thing that's still unique to that pizza that I've never had anywhere else is it had very thinly sliced green olives.
Oh,
incorporate yeah. into the pizza. So you had these little salt bombs.
Yeah, right.
You know, all in the that was such a good pizza. But
my favorite pizza from Pizza Inn was just a straight sausage pizza because they used those.
Oh, they had the little circles.
The little pellets.
Yes,
pellets of sausage, and they were just. I mean, they just. It seemed like my memory is they just heaped over the pizza.
Yeah, no, know? I think you're right.
So many of them across it. And so that was, for me, I love that pizza. And, of course, did you go to the Pizza Inn there near Cardinal Point?
Yeah, that's the only one. That
I think that's the only one. There's probably one in Lonoke or something. But okay, and that was the one who was really always the driver for us to go to Pizza Inn was Kirk. That was his favorite pizza.
Okay.
And it probably was mine, but to this day, I've never had pizza I didn't like anywhere, ever. That's the truth. I've never had a bad pizza. So it's just all degrees of good. But, yeah, I love pizza. I take I think the last trip that my wife and daughter and I made to Paducah was the first one where I didn't make them eat a Pizza Inn. Because they're still right there. That's
Same. No, it's still the same. And Dad always talks like it's still pretty much the same pizza.
My wife finally would not go anymore because she says she's pretty sure it's the same carpet they would have had when we were in there.
Well, that's probably true too.
Yeah, so she's always kind of creeped out by the old Pizza Inn. They've gone to a buffet, and I mean each time that I've taken them in the last 10 years since we moved back, I mean it has been packed every time we've gone in.
Yeah, no, Dad was saying that's where he's probably going to go eat today. So,
there you go. That's good. We were recently in, it was great. We were down in Texas over my daughter's spring break. And the town where my nephew lives, who we visited, he and his family, is where Pizza Inn's corporate headquarters are, the Colony, Texas.
Oh, that's right. That's right. I remember you sending that stuff. Yeah.
I wanted to go drive by and see the office, but I never did. So,
well, of course, that back then, that whole area was just nothing but restaurants because you had Pizza Inn, you had Bonanza, the Western Sizzling, you had Steak and Eggs,
right.
Godfather's Pizza was there, of course, Starnes Barbecue was there, Griff's was there right in the area. So all those places.
So I'll give you another one. I'll give you another one in this area, and I'll bet that this was never a destination for you guys. Because you guys were always better with your money than we were. But the Holiday Inn dining room. Did you guys ever eat in there?
No.
Oh, my God. That was, that was Bob Whaler's go-to place if he was ready to go have a scotch and a steak and he wanted to feel like he was on top of the world. We were heading over to the old Holiday Inn Lounge. And I mean, it was just lavish, and we were in there. It was, you know, it's like, it's like, you know, Sadducees royalty type meal. That's what we were doing. Just bring more fruits and meats, you right. know, more cheeses, right. more drink for everyone. You know, it was huge.
He's living large.
We had a Thanksgiving meal in there one time. We had an Easter dinner in there one time. Mom and Dad had their, it had to be their 25th. Yeah, their 25th wedding anniversary dinner was there. Absolutely. That was huge.
Our equivalent to that would have been Western Sizzler.
Okay.
That's where we would go.
And you see, I don't remember ever going into Western Sizzler.
Yeah. I mean, they were right next to each other, essentially, right?
Yeah. Right.
But, yeah, that's where we would go if Dad was, I want a steak, you know.
Yeah. 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 Right. Yep. Yep. I love that. Yeah, I love that place. I love thinking about that place. It's a budget hotel now of some sort, that Holiday Inn.
Yeah, and then the steak next. It's still a hotel, right?
It's still a hotel, but it's like, I don't know what it is. Maybe a travel lodge or something. But anyway, and it may just be a locally owned place. But that was a fancy place for us to go. I used to always get the fried chicken, and it was very, very crispy.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah, it is good. I might eat a lot of fried chicken on our trip. Okay, what's another one for you?
Let's see. Great pop.
Good job. Well done, Mom Bro Vaughn.
Let's see. Another one for me would be...
By the way, I just remembered getting a cocktail napkin one from you one time when you were in college, and it read in pencil, in cursive. You put it in an envelope, and the only thing it said was, is when you're speaking in tongues, you know it's all over. And you signed it, Mom Bro Vaughn.
I don't know what that was about.
I don't know. Who knows? I think I probably still have it. Maybe I'll bring it.
Probably one of those things not to remember. You know, yeah. I just found the other day was a whole notebook I have of all the issues, at least that I've got, a week. Was it week?
Oh, yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So I'm going to send that to you soon.
Oh, don't please. I don't have warm memories of that. So that was kind of the end of the old life. So. No, that's fine. I'd love to see it. I've still got all mine, but oh my God, no.
Now, the place that I think of now is actually when I'm a little older, when we were in high school, was, I can't think of the name of it, Cecil's. No, not Cecil's. What was the barbecue place out by Heath?
Was that one Lee's?
Lee's, yeah. Going out there. And the reason is because we were driving our own cars.
Yeah, that
you know,
was huge.
We drive out huge. Like to Heath Elementary and play basketball.
Yeah.
And then we go to Lee's and sit there and have a barbecue sandwich. Or we stop there on our way home after doing newspaper and grab a sandwich. Or run down there and then come back to school with the sandwiches.
Right.
So that was like the first place. It was kind of like,
Well, we're growing up. Okay, so one like that is I probably associate more for the exact same reasons, but a different place is the, this is kind of weird, but the Kentucky Fried Chicken in Lone Oak.
Sure. Yeah.
Because we would go there after we played golf.
Yeah.
Yeah. Same thing.
Yeah. I remember us sitting in there eating. Yeah, sure.
So we went to Lone Oak. We were driving back through, we had a great drive when we were coming back from spring break from Texas, and we crossed the two bridges over the Mississippi and then the Ohio and came in at, I guess that's Wickliffe that you come in at out there into Kentucky. And then came through on 62 all the way then through Paducah, which becomes Lone Oak Road. No, it doesn't. But anyway, we went over to Lone Oak Road, 62. And and drove back over in there. And the Kmart, we drove by the Kmart and it was just closing. They were like doing their closing sale.
Sure.
But what was still there was that McDonald's there on Lone Oak Road.
Yeah.
Which, okay, that McDonald's, sorry, I kind of jumped ahead because I'll come back to that McDonald's.
No, you're okay.
All right. So that McDonald's, during the, I guess it's the 1984 Olympics when the Soviets weren't there, you know, they boycott.
Oh,
there's
right.
The Great Simpsons that makes the joke
right.
about it.
I know exactly what you're talking about. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, and the great thing about it is mom and dad and I would go over there and the three of us would each go in different doors. And each place our own order so that we got more of the game cards. And then we'd sit down at the same table together. But we would get triple the game cards.
Play in the system, baby.
Exactly. And dad would say that every time. When we'd get a winner, he'd say, well, that's beating the man.
That's great.
Taking down Ray Kroc and the McDonald's Empire one free order of fries at a time.
Oh, man.
Oh,
one of the memories I have is the first time I can ever remember really, really going out of my way to get food.
Mm-hmm.
And that was Rusty was over. Or we were hanging out or something. It was in the summer.
Yeah.
I think we were in middle school at this point.
Mm-hmm.
And he and I decided we really wanted those Long John Silver's Krispies.
Oh, yeah.
At the mall.
Oh, yeah.
And so we walked all the way to the mall. We walked to the mall. We got the Long John Silver's Krispies, which was, 25 cents, I think.
Yeah.
They give you the thing of Krispies. And then we went right next door to McDonald's in the mall and got the 25 cent ice cream cone.
Nice.
And, and then we walked home. I mean, it was like, that was fantastic.
You're living large.
That was great. Because not only did we walk there, which was a long walk, but, it seemed like such a big kid thing to do. But then also, we just used our own money. It was so cheap.
Yeah.
So that was great.
This kid, I'll tell you what, I could make an argument that Rusty Klutz is like, he's like one of my, he's one of my favorite humans to ever walk the earth. He really is. I mean, that's a guy, he had no fear.
That's true.
You know, seriously, he found the thing he loved and he sold out to it and his whole life, just flowed out of that.
But yeah, I know what you mean.
Fearless. Yeah.
Yeah, I know exactly.
And he's doing great. You know, he's got his music store right there on Park Avenue, right where you guys walk down the street.
Yeah. That's true.
Yeah.
That's true.
Yeah. And I just to go on about him for just a second, I'm Facebook friends with him. And if you get on his page, like he's got a son and, he's his wife who he's been married with for 35 years now or something like that. Not 35, not that far, but 40 30. And they're incredibly sweet with each other. Like the pictures, I mean, they're just like totally, of course you never know because you don't know people, but whatever, they sure look like happy people. So anyway, blah, blah, blah. Okay. So that's interesting. The Kentucky Oaks Mall, because now this is, what'd they open Kentucky Oaks Mall on, about 1982?
I think right? So.
Probably around there.
Yeah.
Okay, so this one, I think I only went into one time, but the baked potato place in the mall.
Oh, yeah, I forgot about that place.
Yeah, and my memory associated with that is that, so the mall opens.
83, later. Opened in 83.
I was going to say it had to be a little bit later because it was still not long after they had opened the mall and I was driving. And so that's got to be 1984 then. And
That puts Rusty and me in high school probably when we did that walk. So
yeah.
Too young to drive, but Yeah,
but old enough for your parents to be okay with you walking down the So same thing. So I had to be, so they had opened the baked potato place in the mall. And so we're going to have mom and dad are going to grill steaks at the house and they're going to bake some potatoes, but it was in the summer and mom always, you know, we didn't have air conditioning and mom always hated to bake potatoes in the house because it'd make the whole house hot.
Sure.
In the summer. And I suggest, you know, being the new modern kid of, you know, fancy new Paducah, hey, there's the baked potato place in the mall. I can just go over and get us baked potatoes. And so not only do they take my suggestion, but I go over there and pick them up by myself, you know.
Nice.
Yeah, in the car and that sort of thing. But here's the disappointing part. Is I like knew all the different, you know, like I was like, well, what do you want on your baked potato? And they were like, just butter. And I was like, well, I think they've got, you know, you can get them like this and you can get them with broccoli.
A million toppings. Yeah.
Yeah. They got a million toppings. And I'm like, no, I'll tell you what, just, in fact, we've got butter at home. So just get the baked potatoes. And I was like, so crushed that they just wanted plain baked potatoes. But we did it and they were good. I think I got one, you know, like with candy sprinkles or something.
Seems like a bunch of people worked. No, well, I was wrong. It says opening 1982. According to Wikipedia, it's 1982.
Okay.
It seems like the thing I remember about that place was I remember people from high school. Like when we got to be 16 and up, that was a common place for people to work. That place, the popcorn place.
Yeah. The McDonald's that opened in the mall.
The same.
Yeah.
Let's see. Maybe we could do one more apiece.
Okay.
For me, I can't do this without talking about the Kentucky Dam Village.
Oh, you know, yeah. Going up's great. Great.
Because every Mother's Day, that was our big trek.
Yeah.
You know, that's nice. We would go there. And then when we got older, Mom and Dad would go there for their anniversary.
Nice.
That was their big outing. But that place was, I mean, we've talked about this before in the podcast, but, you know, that was like a huge thing for us. Like, we're going to drive there. It's
a big deal. Of course.
There's always, on Mother's Day, there's a huge line.
Yeah.
You know, but
it
was always worth it.
Right.
It was always great, so.
Yeah. No, they're still really nice. They're still really nice. But, yeah, that's sweet. It's so rare, you know, your dad and my dad, they just worked all the time. And it was always so nice when they actually did relax and do dates and stuff like that.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. No, exactly.
We saw Dick Butkus in that thing one time.
What?
Yeah.
Are you serious?
We did. Yeah, we went down there on an odd, it was like on a weeknight. You know, they used to do the buffet like every day of the week and they'd have it available and they had enough traffic. It seems like, maybe I misremember, maybe they only had the salad bar, but whatever. We went down there on a weeknight one time and we get down there and there's this huge table of all these giant men. They're probably other football players. I don't know. But Dick Butkus was at the head of the table. And, you know, at first, like we walk in and Dad says, well, that looks like Dick Butkus. And I look over there and I'm like, well, that is Dick Butkus. There's no question it was. And I think that, like, we talked to the server. We didn't, of course, we didn't go over there and talk to him or anything like that. We were the only ones in there other than that table. And I think the server told us that, like, he did a hunting and fishing trip for a bunch of guys, like, you know, different places, different years. And they'd chosen Kentucky, like, that year.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, so they were staying in there at the state park.
That's very cool. That's cool to think they would just go to the state park.
It is cool. It is really cool. Okay. I don't know. What's another one? Let's see. Let's get to a different part of town. I'm drawing a blank, man. Oh, okay. Well, let's do a little bit of the donut talk.
Okay.
Yeah. So which one was your go-to donut place, your family's?
We never went to Red's. Donut Castle was where we tended to go. If we were going to get donuts, it was Donut Castle.
Mm-hmm.
Dad would, often go to Black Hawk, but not I don't even know if Black Hawk did donuts. But he liked to go to Black Hawk to get – they had these, like, fruit bars.
Yeah.
I forget what they were made out of, but they were fantastic. And, of course, the biscuits, before they started selling the rolls, you know, everywhere.
Yeah.
He would go there and get some of the rolls. But, yeah. Donut Castle's where we went.
We would most often go to Donut Castle. We'd go in there in the evenings, in the summer evenings, and eat. We'd each order two, which is shocking to think about. So going in for, you know, after supper and having two donuts apiece. But we would go in there because it was air conditioned, and in the summer it'd be fun to go in there and eat donuts.
Sure.
In the air conditioning. And then remember Munals? You remember Munals donuts? That was the.
I don't remember that one.
That's over there on like. We didn't frequent that part of town. Like, I want to say it's near Clark's River Bridge, something like that.
Oh,
that part
okay,
of,
out there. Yeah. Yeah, we never went out there. Yeah.
That was the Feather family donut destination. And then, but if my brother was going out, if Kurt was going out to get donuts to bring back to the house on a Saturday or whatever, he always went to Red's. We never would go to Red's because the line was always so long because that place was so popular.
Yeah.
And, Kurt would be willing to go down there and stand in line and talk to everybody and, you know, chat up girls probably, but.
Well, the thing I remember about Donut Castle, and I think we've talked about this before too on the podcast, but it opened soon after we moved there, right? I mean, I seem to remember it being brand new.
Yeah. I actually have an essay that I've written about Donut Castle that I've been working on for number of years, and I may have already posted it at the Heath Post earlier draft, but
was it by the Church's Fried Chicken?
Yes, it was. Okay. It was right there by Church's and Mr. J's and eventually the Taco John's. You know, it's all in that vicinity.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, we didn't even talk about Taco John's, but that's
But you know, I've often thought about that why we were so the Donut Castle and the you know, the going in there in the evenings. But the other thing about that is it had just opened. It opened in like 1973, and it was opened by people they weren't a longtime Paducah family. They had moved into town from somewhere in the north and opened a donut place. And the reason why we started going there is because it was less busy. I think old time Paducah people, their donut fight is between Reds or Munals.
Right.
Because they predate, right? And those are old Paducah families. But Donut Castle had this little window where they come in and, you know, they're not old Paducah family and it wasn't crowded. And we latched on being newcomers ourselves. We didn't have allegiance to one of the old Paducah families, you know, the old Paducah donut places. So I've often thought about that. It's like, you know, the way that works, you know, like newcomers and.
Yeah.
We
were never a big donut fan. Like, Dad was never a huge donut fan. He was. If we were on the road, sometimes he'd want to stop at a Krispy Kreme in Tennessee.
Yeah.
But, you know, so donuts for us were kind of a rare thing, it seems like. But he was more into, like, you know, going to Winn-Dixie and getting the frozen pies or the frozen cakes.
Frozen donuts.
Yeah, those were great.
You love those things. Yeah, microwaves came in, you guys, I remember you guys would get those. I had a few of those at your house. I never had them. To this day, I've never had a frozen donut microwave other than at your house.
You can't find them nowadays, but no, those things were great.
I don't know. I never looked for them, but.
I've looked.
Actually, you can't. I'll tell you what. Hey, you know where you could probably find them? Check the gluten-free part. A girl at our church who is gluten intolerant, we were going to have a donut party for our daughter for her birthday and at Sunday school. And so I talked to her mom and they've got frozen gluten-free donuts and they're good. They're really good.
I think what's changed everything, you know, is that nowadays donuts, especially donuts, cakes, all that stuff, you just go to your grocery store.
Yeah, that's true.
You know, it's changed the landscape so much.
Yeah,
for these places and around here, everybody just goes to Costco. It seems like for cakes and stuff like that.
There's in Madisonville where I live, we have a very vibrant locally owned donut culture. We've got locally owned donut places in town. So, and then a place from Hopkinsville, which comes into all the convenience stores. So we're still pretty rich, and
that's cool.
And yeah, it is cool. So this is great, man. I hope neither one of us dies before this trip. Oh my God. That'd be great. Wouldn't it be great if we actually get to do this?
Well, you know, yeah. And we, at some point you and I need to actually have a talk.
I know.
But here's what I'm thinking. Did you see, I sent you that place about the putt-putt course?
Yes.
So I'm thinking we try to do putt-putt and frisbee golf.
Oh, that's a great idea. That'd save a lot of money. Yeah. And it's so much less to pack.
Right. Yeah, putt-putt, you don't need anything.
And, okay, so we need a basketball and we need frisbees.
Right.
Yeah, I like that idea a lot.
So I thought I'd try to look along the line and see what I could find. You know,
that's a great idea. So I've decided that, you know, I'm driving back and I'm going to retrace it. I'm just going to do our absolute route back. I thought about doing a completely different route, but I don't think I'm going to, because what I want to do is not feel like every time while I'm on the trip with you, not feel like I have to, you know, stop and take pictures or whatever at each place. I just want to see it and then come back.
Figured you would go the southern route back, like down through Boise and then across that way.
No.
So
I think I'm going to do that. I looked at different ways and I thought about that. Yeah, I'm pretty sure I'm just going to drive. I'm going to turn, spin around and do the exact route back home. All right. Well, this was great. This is the best podcast we've done.
Yeah.
This is what it should be every week. It should just be like, you know, memories of Paducah from 1975 to 1986.
All right.
It'd be great. All
right. I'll talk to you later.
I'm glad about what you were talking about before.
All right.
See you.
Bye.